You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, an online-only news publication focusing primarily on the positive news in our community. I'm Lisa Berry, and we are joined by Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground IPSY. Hi, Sarah. Good to see you.
Hello. Good to see you, too.
Sarah shares her weekly stories with us here on WEMU so you can hear what she's writing about. And who have you brought with you today, and what's this week's story about?
I've brought with me Alexa Dietz, a local sculptor and artist who's a graduate of EMU's artist program, and she wants to talk about her efforts to relaunch the Ypsilanti Art Incubator.
Hi, Alexa.
Hi there, Lisa.
For people who aren't artists, such as yourself, what is an art incubator?
I think that the real definition of an incubator itself is a place where people can share ideas and discover their potential.
So artists all working together, creating in one place?
Yeah.
Sarah, what brought you to this story?
I saw a Facebook, actually, event pop up for an event that Alexa has planned for April. And I was talking with my editor, and we said to each other, I didn't even know there was an arts incubator in Ypsilanti. That sounds cool. We have to find out more. And I had actually talked to Alexa a year or two before that for a completely different story that I was working on. And so I had her contact information. I shot her an email, and I said, we're curious about this arts incubator thing. What's going on with that?
As a sculptor, Alexa, how would this help you in your art career?
Honestly, I think that just reviving the art incubator like I've intended is going to be helping everybody else around me more than it's going to be helping myself for my own art practice. And then I'll be doing my own art practice separate from that. Not separate, I mean alongside is a better way to say that, actually. Because the intention with the art incubator is to help people get to where I believe they should be.
Sarah, when you wrote the article, you mentioned Ypsilanti having a thriving underground art community. What does that mean exactly?
So there's, you know, sort of the acknowledged art, you know, leaders and the big names. There's a Riverside Art Center, obviously, and there's sort of more mainstream art. But there's always been a lot of little grassroots organizations, people throwing house parties and having bands come in, putting, you know, people doing spontaneous sort of performance art. You know, one of the examples in the article is somebody putting on a bear costume and just walking around Ypsilanti. So, you know, from the Shadow Art Fair to the Totally Awesome Fest, there's always been sort of a thriving underground art scene, you know, visual arts, music, all of it.
With the creation of a new art incubator, would that be underground or above ground?
I think both. Honestly, to be honest, I think most things start underground, and when they're ready to shine, they go above ground. I am very quietly and silently creating my first sculpture in 6 years and presenting it at this event on April 3rd, and it was the initial spark for this party on the 3rd at Ziggy's. There are going to be 99 houses, and the idea with the piece itself is that I am laying down a foundation that will give the impression is being taken away as the houses get picked up by 99 solutions of people in my life. But really, I just feel like I am planting little seeds around town. The foundation is being taken away, but also just spreading seed around town. And I like to reference, when thinking about this piece, a quote from Clarissa Pinkola Estes. She wrote Women Who Run With the Wolves, and her quote is that new seed is faithful, it roots deepest in the places that are most empty. And although I don't believe that Ypsilanti is by any means empty, we have a little fire that, you know, can grow bigger and brighter.
And an art incubator will help add to that?
I do believe so.
Will you be inspired by each other? Do you share, or is it just being in the same creative space?
Well, right now it's kind of just me and having meetings and conversations with a bunch of people to figure out what direction this is going. And I feel extremely inspired, honestly, and so do the people around me that I've been speaking to directly about what direction to take this. But I think my biggest goal, there's certain people I have in mind that I definitely want to give credit to when the time is right. One thought that I had was hosting an event and eventually inviting certain artists, I mean, basically anybody that comes to me, like I really want to work with, but there's certain people that I have in mind that I want to say, if you're a painter, maybe other people who live in town are interested in finding out more about what they do. And I was maybe going to host an event a separate time and say, listen, this person is here tonight. They're a painter. Sign up with them. Maybe they could be making a little bit of profit because that's the world that we live in. A lot of things are run by money, by being a consultant. I am basically hoping to consult other people into consulting with more people. You know, if you look at the Ypsilanti Art Incubator logo, it's a hexagon, and I'm basically looking to build a hive, you know, a bigger network, just like bees do.
Sarah, how many different people did you talk to in putting this story together?
Right. So I spoke to three other people besides Alexa, and they're all local artists. A couple of them were involved in the initial iteration of the incubator before it kind of stalled out for a few years. And then other ones just, you know, a local artist. And they kind of talked about the art scene in general and what they thought, you know, the benefits of having an incubator would be. And one of the themes that came up over and over again is how hard it is to create in isolation and how good it feels to be with other people that you can bounce ideas off. And I think that that is a big part of what the incubator would be doing, is allowing people to bounce ideas off one another, mentor one another, promote one another's work, and just not feel as isolated, feel like you have a community.
There is already a very extremely strong network here of people. And I grew up here and chose to stay in college here and still choose to stay here now because I love this network of people. And most of what I've been doing just naturally is trying to connect people to each other and with other businesses in the community. And so really the incubator for me happens to be that umbrella, just like I feel sculpture is for me that umbrella to all the art forms that I'm interested in learning and creating in, to connecting all of us together if we choose to do so.
How close do you think you are to getting this Ypsilanti Art Incubator up and running?
Baby steps. I mean, I had this initial spark when I wanted to create this sculpture and realized it was time for something bigger to happen for myself and if the community chooses to join me, then for the community as well.
How can we follow along and see where you are in this process or get involved if an artist or anyone interested is listening right now?
We happen to have a Facebook page, Ypsilanti Art Incubator, if you search for that. The Instagram tag is Ypsi Art Inc.
Sarah will have all that information and links in her article that we will share at WEMU.org. Alexa Dietz, good luck to you moving forward. Thank you for sharing your artistic vision with us here. Sarah Rigg, project manager of On the Ground Ypsilanti. We look forward to reading this week's story. And thanks to both of you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.